Hello and welcome. This is Maya with the Sacred Word Meditations Audiobook Podcast on this Sunday, May 15, 2011. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Today we're going to be sharing on Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. And tonight I'd like to share with you from a homily on the Gospel of Christ the Good Shepherd by St. Gregory the Great, Pope. And he says, I am the Good Shepherd. I know my own, by which I mean I love them, and my own know me. In plain words, those who love me are willing to follow me. For anyone who does not love me, love the truth, has not yet come to know it. My dear brethren, you have heard the test that we pastors have to undergo. Turn now to consider how these words of our Lord imply a test for yourselves as well. Ask yourselves whether you belong to his flock, whether you know him, whether the light of his truth shines in your minds. I assure you that it is not by faith that you will come to know him, but it is by love, not by mere conviction, but by action. John the Evangelist is my authority for this statement. He tells us that anyone who claims to know God without keeping his commandments is a liar. Consequently, the Lord immediately adds, and as the Father knows me and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for my sheep. Clearly, he means that laying down his life for his sheep gives evidence of his knowledge of the Father and the Father's knowledge of him. In other words, by the love with which he dies for his sheep, he shows how greatly he loves his Father. Again, he says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them. They follow me, and I give them eternal life. Shortly before this, he had declared, if anyone enters the sheepfold through me, he shall be saved. He shall go freely in and out, and shall find good pasture. He will enter into a life of faith. From faith, he will go out to vision, from belief to contemplation, and will graze in the good pastures of everlasting life. So our Lord's sheep will finally reach their grazing ground, where all who follow him in simplicity of heart will feed on the green pastures of eternity. These pastures are the spiritual joys of heaven. There the elect look upon the face of God with unclouded vision and feast at the banquet of life forevermore. Beloved brothers, let us set out for these pastures where we shall keep joyful festival with so many of our fellow citizens. May the thought of their happiness urge us on. Let us stir up our hearts, rekindle our faith, and long eagerly for what heaven has in store for us. To love thus is to be already on our way. No matter what obstacles we encounter, we must not allow them to turn aside from the joy of that heavenly feast. Anyone who is determined to reach his destination is not deterred by the roughness of the road that leads to it. Nor must we allow the charm of success to seduce us, or we shall be like a foolish traveler who is so distracted by the pleasant meadows through which he is passing that he forgets where he is going. And we pray, God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, though your people walk in the valley of darkness, no evil shall they fear, for they follow in faith the call of the shepherd, whom you have sent for their hope and strength. Attune our minds to the sound of his voice. Lead our steps in the path he has shown, that we may know the strength of his outstretched arms and enjoy the light of your presence forevermore. And we ask this in the name of Jesus the Lord. Amen. God bless you all.